The Rainforest Alliance's Madri Nanda explains that while sustainable farming ensures that agricultural practices do not negatively impact and degrade the environmental, social, and economic aspects of the surrounding ecosystem, the focus shifts in regenerative agriculture towards adopting a broader, holistic approach that enhances biodiversity and improves soil health through increased microbial activities that build resilient systems capable of withstanding adverse climatic scenarios. Is there an accepted definition of regenerative agriculture?
No, I wouldn't say there is a defined definition of regenerative agriculture. Say it's something new that was coined around 1980s by the Rodale Institute. Then, you know, we lost the definition. It has spiked again in 2015. In fact, in India, it is something which is ingrained in our traditional practices. So it's definitely not a new concept which is there. It draws from the principles of agroecology and holistic ecosystem management, looking both at the farm and landscape level. At Rainforest Alliance, we really believe this is a part of a broader framework of climate smart agriculture. It's an umbrella part. So our Rainforest Alliance standard really looks at several other principles, of which regenerative agriculture principles are one part of it. So it includes, for example, in addition to the sustainability dimensions, it looks at traceability, living conditions, child labor, forced labor, etc. And an integrated systems management approach really aims to increase biodiversity. And you have to keep that in mind, that improving anything that improves biodiversity then also helps us fight climate change, which is something which is a very intricate linkage and well established.
How do best practices in regenerative agriculture differ from sustainable farming?
Sustainable farming definitely ensures that agriculture practices are not negatively impacting and degrading the environment, social, and economic aspects of the surrounding ecosystems. But I would say it is still maintaining the status quo. So wherever you are doing, you are not further depleting. When we talk of regenerative agriculture, Dan, I would think it is more of a natural progression where you start regenerating your ecosystem, where you try and see how you can increase, for example, microbial activities and build resilient systems that can withstand the adverse climatic scenarios which we are facing currently a lot of times. Regenerative is a more holistic approach, and sustainable farming is something which is still at, you know, at the status quo maintaining. So it's still good, but the way forward should be looking at the regenerative agriculture aspects. Our standard actually incorporates many of the principles of regenerative agriculture, such as soil health management, integrated pest management, where there's a lot of focus on biodiversity conservation, agroforestry, and looking at the, you know, in its entirety, the climate smart practices.
What are the most pressing challenges facing the tea industry?
Ari has been working in the tea industry for a very long time. What we see currently, specifically in India, in fact, also globally, we see the tea industry is facing significant challenges. Climate change, again, which is directly impacting tea production. They are facing increased pest infestations, which are leading to significant crop loss. You know, you see that there is, in addition to that, supply chain disruptions, which are for the last 2 years being affected due to pandemic. There is absenteeism on the farms, there's shortage of labor, increased cost of production. Unfavorable market conditions also are leading to, you know, challenges in their profit scenario. So their profit loss sheets balances are really difficult for them to maintain. And when on top of it, you ask them for sustainable practices. Now that's a difficult challenge because there's a cost of sustainability which is really difficult to maintain when your entire business is going down because of the prevailing climate and the surrounding environment situations and the operational issues on ground. The key players in the tea industry are already moving towards finding solutions to handle these challenges. They are diversifying and they are looking at moving away from monoculture to see how they can improve their own revenues, whether it is spices. For example, we see a lot of turmeric being grown in those areas. If we go back and look at Assam, So those diversifications are happening within the tea industry so that they can also diversify their income sources. So that's a natural progression which we see as happening. They have already innovated, and intensive farming is now moving towards diverse intercropping. I would say the need for shade trees due to the increasing climate conditions that they feel, which is an agroforestry model quite common in the tea industry, is also bringing a shift towards diverse and moving away from monoculture practices. And that's really improving the soil health in the long run. Adopting our certification program then brings these regenerative agriculture practices for building resilient farming systems in today's world of changing climate.